Blog Talk Radio.
For me,
I won't say across the board. And I think
I would
say
get
back to
space. Amongst friends, conversations for the grown and sexy, where we discuss everything concerning life, love, sex, and relationships.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Amongst Friends. I am your host, Patrice Reynolds, and also with me tonight is Deidre Robertson.
What's going on, people?
Why is it like always a delay every time we call each other's name? Later on in the show, we'll be joined by some more of our friends. Tonight's topic, I'm excited about tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is the major breakdown on what compatibility is and its importance. Again, the major breakdown on what compatibility is and its importance. Why am I excited about tonight's show? Because, oh, my God, I have a strong statement to make, and I know I'm going to get beat up on this statement, but I'm going to say it anyway because that's just how I feel. My strong statement about this is, without compatibility in marriage, you are looking at what will eventually be a miserable marriage or an extreme hard marriage. And I'm going to say that again because I stand by that so strongly. Without compatibility in your marriage, you're looking at what will eventually be a miserable marriage or an extreme hard marriage. Tonight, we're going to start with what compatibility is. After we lay that foundation, then we'll go on with our points for tonight. Deidre, did you want to add anything to my strong statement, or did you think that was, like, too strong or something?
No, I didn't think that was too strong. I was just wanting you to, I wanted to know why. Why
okay.
does it,
what
why
about
would
you,
it
Jeff?
Fail?
Jeff.
So,
Jeff, you think that was, like, a little too strong to say?
Pretty much saying that opposites attract. So
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that. That's very good. That gives me some fighting power. Okay, let's talk about what compatibility is first. I'll give, you know, what, you know, I would say my definition is, and you guys go ahead, and if you have, you know, want to add some more, go ahead. I did, you know, some word search today just to make sure. Compatibility is when you are capable of living together harmoniously. When that's when you can live together in harmony, okay? You're able to do that. That does not mean that you're always in harmony. It just means that you are capable of living together in harmony. It also means getting along well together. You combine well with each other. You work well together. And you are in agreement. Because that is a vast statement, you are in agreement, that means that overall with your lives or your whole purpose together, you are in agreement. That doesn't mean you agree with put your shoes over there, you know, and I think the toothpaste brush should go in the hose. And I think it should be nailed to the wall. You know, it doesn't mean that. So you're in agreement with the overall idea of you guys being together, okay? And you, Jeff and Deidre, did you guys want to add to that definition?
No.
No.
Okay, so we're all in agreement of what compatibility is, okay? And we'll keep revisiting the definition, you know, for people that are just tuning in and so on and so forth. Is my brother here, Joe?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hi, Joe. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Snyder is on the line. Now, we were just talking about the definition of compatibility and what it was, what it meant, and we were just now saying that we were in agreement. That did you want to add anything to what you think compatibility is?
I think compatibility. Just in the common sense, is just things that you
and the person you're interested in being with concerning relationships, it's just the things that kind of make up who you are, and whether or not those things of who you are matches or fits with the person that you're with. And or, in other words, like whether you have the same ideas or the same thoughts, goals, same attitudes, personality-wise, things like that, and whether they can, whether you can work with them or whether you can fit.
Okay. And that definitely ties into what the definition that I was talking about. And please, guys, if you, you know, want, have any additional thoughts to what compatibility is, call in and let us know what that is. The number is 760-683-2662. We need for you guys to call in and participate. You know, it's good to have more than three or two people talking about a topic. We always get, you know, can bounce off of each other. Okay, so getting back to my strong statement, just in case you missed it, Joe, I made a very strong statement that could be very, very argumentative, and that statement was, without compatibility in marriage, you are looking at what will eventually be a miserable marriage or an extreme hard marriage. And again, I know that's a strong statement, but I can back it up. And by the end of at the bottom of the hour, y'all would be like, oh, yeah, you know what? She is a genius. She really is a genius. Okay, so I just want to talk about some examples. And Joey, you would be actually good at this. They usually use the word compatibility mostly in the medical field when they're talking about drugs. We hear it a lot more, you know, when they're talking about like a mixture of drugs, you know, when you're on medication and you go to the pharmacy, they always talk about, you know, well, is this compatible with Viagra, you know, so that you won't experience a reaction or you won't experience a sickness. A lot of medicines that are mixed wrong end in death. So when your medicine is not compatible with each other, then you could really, really face something really, really lethal. So we hear it a lot there, and we also hear it in when we're talking about computers, computer software. You know, this program is not compatible to my computer, therefore it's not going to work. I have a 2006 Windows computer, you know, system, and my, you know, system to record, you know, from my vocals for the studio are not matching because it's from 2006. So that's where I mostly hear compatibility or compatible to, and we all know that if something is not compatible, it fails and it dies or you can't use it. So is there anything else, any other, like, points that you guys can think of that compatibility is mostly used in our everyday life?
Definitely in social relationships, when you talk about romance, you know, when you talk about marriage or finding a mate, or even if, like, people are sexually compatible. Compatible. That word just gives me trouble sometimes. Sexually compatible. You talk about that, and even down to whether your genes, like the genes or the way you like what kind of what things would mix and things like that. All of that goes into compatibility, or whether you fit in, like whether your house, your environment is compatible for you, whether your job, in your job environment, things like that.
Yes, definitely. Deidre, do you use the word compatible or compatibility in any other way aside from, you know, drugs? Because we know you want drugs. Like, no, let me drugs or your computer or, you know, aside from, you know, what we just, you know, called out.
Yeah.
No. Okay, what about your cell phone? You know, it's something like this earpiece is not compatible to this. Oh, no, 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 this charger is not compatible to this cell phone. We use it with that, too, so that's a good one. Okay, so compatibility. Jeff mentioned earlier that he had the issue that he had with my statement. That was an extremely strong statement. He said that the issue he had was that, what did you say, Jeff? I forget because I don't listen to you.
Opposites
attract.
Yeah,
you said, I don't listen. Yeah, you said opposites attract. And the reason why I wanted to bring that back up is because I wanted to make it very, very clear that compatibility does not mean you are just alike. That is not what compatible means. Compatible means that you are capable of living together in harmony. You get along well together. You combine well. You work well together. And you are in agreement overall. So that does not mean that you are just like that person. And that's where a lot of people get kind of twisted. You know, Joe, when they're like, you know, we complement each other, so therefore, you know, we're good together. That's compatible, you know. But when somebody says, "I'm just like you," we just alike. We like the same movies, though. We like water. We both like this, and we both. And that does not mean that you are compatible. What do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't sure if you was asking me. I agree with you. I don't think compatibility means that you are just alike. At just the same way, on the other end of the spectrum, I don't believe just because two people are compatible means that they will have a successful relationship either.
Right.
I think that it's a factor.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
I don't believe that it is a growing thing, because then you got, like Jeff said, you have those people where opposites do attract,
mm-hmm.
but and they seem to do pretty well in a relationship until, like you said, but then they may hit a bump in the road where some things they just can't seem to compromise on or work through. And that's based on, like, where compatibility does fit, and that's on things that are not really changeable, like
mm-hmm.
attitude or values and beliefs that people are fixed towards.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where compatibility or understanding compatibility probably would have worked out a little bit better. So I definitely agree with what you said, that it doesn't mean that the people are just alike, but it definitely definitely fits in the program of whether or not you can actually fit or work together.
Mm-hmm. Deidre, what was that about when he said that about being compatible still does not mean a winning marriage?
Well, you said that you have to be compatible to have a successful relationship, and he said that you don't necessarily have to be compatible to have a successful relationship. So, of course, I would say, that's two different opinions.
Well, I think he said
you agreed with him.
Joey, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you said even if you are compatible, that doesn't mean that it will still work.
What I was saying is I don't necessarily, like, I do think that compatibility is important, but on the other end of the spectrum, just because there's two people that may be compatible doesn't mean that they necessarily will enter into a relationship with one another, or it will necessarily work.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree. You just can't have just compatibility. You have to have compatibility for a successful marriage. But if it is just compatibility and, you know, you don't have all the other components, like, you know, let's say you both don't have, you're not attracted to each other sexually. You can be compatible but not attracted sexually. I can be compatible with a business partner. I can be compatible with, a roommate. You know, you may be looking for a roommate, and certain people you just can't live with. But certain people you can honestly live with, and it'd be like real cool. It's harmony in the house because you're compatible to live with. So, the, and,
okay,
and that
wait.
Is, you know. Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that is an advanced stretch with compatibility, you know, taking it out of relationship, romantic relationship, and pulling it into other areas. You can definitely, well, if you had to work with or live with somebody that you couldn't get along with, of course we do that every day at work. But certain people you just always click with. Y'all work together. They know how to work with you. Y'all vibe well. And that is a compatible relationship, a compatible working relationship. What were you going to say, Deidre?
So compatibility being the ability to work in harmony, correct?
Right.
So
right.
Then that would mean that for people to be compatible, then they also have to compromise, right? Because it's a choice. I mean, so if it is the ability to work in harmony, that would mean that while we may not be similar, I have chosen to compromise and work with you or deal with you to get a final product, right?
I definitely don't see it that way. The reason why is because I honestly believe that compatibility is something that you don't work at. You just are. That is, you know, something, compromise is something you work at. You have to say yes to something you really don't want to say. You have to say no to something you really don't. That's compromise. You have to compromise in a lot of situations, but I don't like to pull compromise into compatibility because those are two different things to me. With compatibility, it just is. It just is. You bump into people that you just compatible with because of their character and the way they are. You know, what do
okay,
you
but
what
if
do,
we're
what
saying,
do you think?
But if we're uh-huh. but if we're saying that the definition of compatibility is the ability to work in harmony, then that is a function. That is not just something that just is. For
is
some
that
people,
ability?
I mean, if you.
Okay, I didn't say ability in my definition. I said capable of living together harmoniously, getting along well together. You combine well, you work well together,
okay,
and you are
so
in agreement.
You,
yeah, that's a big difference.
Okay.
I mean,
okay, but if you're combining well, you're working well together, that doesn't necessarily mean that y'all fit or y'all merge. It's you're making a choice to do something.
Well, that's just the definition of compatibility. That's just what that is. And, you know, with that merged into a marriage, it definitely works.
If I can give another definition for compatibility,
mm-hmm.
The dictionary says interpersonal compatibility is a concept that describes the long-term interaction between two or more individuals in terms of the ease and comfort of communication.
Read that one more time, Joe, please.
It is, okay, interpersonal compatibility is a concept that describes the long-term interaction between two or more individuals in terms of the ease and comfort of communication.
Okay. I don't think I could be easily I eased into easygoing relationship with somebody by trying to. I think that it honestly has to be there. If you try, you ever have friends that you just freaking don't, I mean, you love them like a mug, but you just can't take them. It's like, are you, you know, you can't, it's a trying time to be with them. It's a trying time to have a conversation. It's just not at ease, you know. And then you have some friends, it's just so easy to be with them, so easy to talk to. They get you, well, you know, your definition of get, they get you, and you're just really, really comfortable with them. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Anytime you have to work at a relationship because it's not at ease and because there's always friction, I think that falls into where you have to start compromising. Okay, I know you this way, so let me do this. Okay, I know you don't like that, so let me do this. All relationships are not like that. Some are really cool and easy. You know, I can actually use an example with Deidre. Deidre always, you know, has a hard time with me about, you know, just me as far as character or, and stop me if I'm wrong, but, you know, we're bumping heads often, okay? It's etched in stone and the foundation is love. We love each other like a mug, but it does not mean that, you know, the bumps that we face, you know, says that we don't. But they're there. They're there. They're very there. So I use that as an example as to, you know, having a relationship that you actually have to work at and compromise as to having a relationship to where it's like, oh, I ain't got to do much here. you know what I'm saying? Call in, please, if you have somebody, you know, that is give us an example of friends, you know, that you have to work at. You have to work at the relationship. The relationship has a lot of maintenance. And then you have relationships where there's not, like, a lot of maintenance. And I think that doesn't mean that one relationship is better than the other. I think that it means that it's just another kind of relationship. You know, it's another kind of relationship that you have chosen to be a part of. So that's what do you think? I mean, that's what I think the difference is between compatibility versus compromise. You know, making a relationship work, that's like, you know, working at your marriage. And I was telling Joey, I cringe when people say that. I mean, I know what they mean, but when they say, oh, you got to work at a marriage to keep the spice, why is the thought of my husband working hard to keep a spice with me bothers me? You know, it bothers me that he has to literally, or what can I do to make myself, you know, feel different about, you know, or making love tonight. I mean, that bothers me. And I think that there's a way for us not to get there. I honestly am so true to the belief, and I'm holding on to, we don't have to even get there. You know, what do you guys think about that? You know, when your spouse, feeling like your spouse has to work at being hot with you. How do y'all feel about that? Anybody?
I think we have a caller on the line.
Oh, we do?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Who's the caller?
Hello. Jeff?
Oh, Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you? What is your statement for the night, Stephanie? What you
okay.
think?
Oh, wow. You're serious here. I think a lot of times when it comes to marriage, a lot of people confuse, well, even before it gets to marriage, compatibility can be confused with comfort, with being comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I was in a situation where I thought we were compatible, meaning, oh, you know, he's my ex and I'm his Y type thing. But it's just being comfortable. I was satisfying. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of people, you know, even while in a marriage or going through a marriage, we're compatible with being comfortable because we've been together so long, or get over this, or, you know, she'll go with my wrongs. But, you know, in the end, we stop being comfortable and learn, are we really compatible?
That's interesting, because when you were in the relationship with him, did you feel like your comfort zone, when you got, like, really, really, what made you believe that you were compatible with him? Like, what are some of the things that you, you know, took from that, what made, that would make you say, oh, we are compatible?
Oh, you know, the last thing, being able to talk, having a conversation. But in the beginning, he showed me his mask. His mask.
Wow.
I didn't meet him. So once he, and days went by or whatever, there were times where we would have a conversation and join in our conversation. So in the beginning, everything seemed like we were compatible.
Wow.
Each other. You know, we were able to laugh with each other. We were able to argue but still be able to talk it out. That was the mask that I was meeting. That was the mask that I fell in love with.
Wow. 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 That, and I'm going to tell you why that's so scary for me, because it, everything you just said that made you believe that you were compatible, those are the things that I look for. So you know what I'm saying? So that, you know, is there, that mask thing is so serious, man. And there is a way of a solution to getting past their mask. That's like a whole nother conversation, you know. That mask thing can, it can really deceive you for a length of time. It won't last long, because lies never do. But the time that you're in it, and the belief factor of what he is, you honestly are in the dark. Because it's Bama, you know, coming out with, you know, so you really don't even, wow, that's amazing.
And you start to understand that we aren't really as compatible as I thought. So, you know, that being compatible is very serious in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. So what would you say that you would do the next time around to make sure that you are compatible with the next guy?
First off, I wouldn't involve, I know it's that's going to spark up another one, but I wouldn't involve sex, because sex confuses things.
Okay.
And the next thing, it would be to talk more, to be more open, get where he's coming from. He would see where I'm coming from. Just talking about every different kind of situation, how he raises kids,
but,
how I would raise kids.
But isn't that in finding out who he is and him finding out who you is, doesn't that kind of go back to compromising and stuff? Because you may hear how he is and he may hear how you are and be like, she's still good people. So, yeah, I'm going
to
go ahead and deal with that.
I understand what you're saying. However, if you're compatible with some, well, I believe I heard Patrice say, when you're compatible, I don't feel like I want to compromise. We're equal. We're just equal. I don't want to feel like, knowing if I'm a neat freak, I don't want to have to compromise because you're a quote-unquote good person, knowing that you're a messy pigsty person. I don't want to compromise.
Okay. That's interesting. I mean, I don't know, you know, how long you were with him. I mean, I have no idea how long you were with him. But you would think that being with someone for a long amount of time, you would definitely, I guess you did find out that you wasn't compatible with them, but how long did you have to wait?
Let's say it was almost 10 years.
Ooh.
Right. So being comfortable and settling, that's really what I did, settled.
Wow. 10 years. Stephanie, thank you so much for calling in. Don't leave us, because you might need to call back in, Stephanie, okay? So thank you for calling in.
Alrighty, it was great, and I won't leave.
Say it again, it was what?
I said it was a great conversation, and I won't leave.
Okay, thank you, Stephanie. Bye-bye.
Alrighty.
We're going to pull in Mike. Mike, what are your thoughts on what we're talking about right now?
Well, I didn't catch it from the beginning. I didn't catch Stephanie from the beginning. I came in kind of late, so I hope I don't double up on what she said. But for me, In my opinion, compatibility is something that is a given in a relationship. There's certain things that are given, and what I mean by that is you don't think about it. If you really like somebody, you don't, in the beginning, if you're really interested in somebody, you don't think about certain things. Like compatibility, it just falls in line. It lasts beyond sex. Like she said, sex can confuse stuff, especially if you have it early in the relationship. But the compatibility is something that is natural. It's not forced. There's no compromise. Your compromise comes after the compatibility, because you're going to have certain things that are inherent to your relationship with the person. You don't compromise on compatibility. Like, the thing is, for example, if she likes knitting and I don't, that's not a compatibility issue. Compatibility
is... Wait a minute,
is, can we talk
I'm sorry, honey. If she likes what?
Knitting, like to knit.
Okay,
crochet,
okay. Uh-huh.
That's not a compatibility issue.
Mm-hmm.
That's
uh-huh.
something she does. Compatibility
right.
is like, well, can I talk to her and we have intelligent conversation?
Mm-hmm.
Can I, you know, can we get through the tougher stuff, you know, civilly without, you know, it being like oil and water? You know,
uh-huh.
that stuff, that's a given. If you can't do stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, the young lady said she was with the guy for 10 years before she found out they were compatible. No, she knew it before then. She just ignored it, because compatibility is something you know off the break. That's not mm-hmm. something that has to be forced. It's not something that has to be learned. Either you're going to click or you're not. And that compatibility decides.
Was it possible that because she was in love, it was kind of blinded? Is that possible to
what?
You?
Oh, yeah. That's what I said. She knew it. She just ignored it for whatever reason.
Oh.
She had love, be it, you know, well,
okay.
maybe, you know. I mean, you know, you just ignore it. And, I mean.
Do you think that maybe people are educated enough to spot when they're compatible or not? That might be it. Like,
I think they are, but we've been conditioned, because she made a very good point. She said in the end she realized she was comfortable and she settled.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what negates compatibility. Settling
mm-hmm.
because, you know, yeah, I don't like the fact that such and such smokes.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a smoker. Off the
mm-hmm.
break, y'all are not compatible.
Mm-hmm.
If you have such an aversion, like for me, I'm not a big drinker.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'll socially drink and I'll drink around my house. But if
uh-huh.
I go out with if I date somebody that drinks, that doesn't bother me. So that's not a compatibility issue. Now,
okay.
if I went to AA and I'm a recovering alcoholic,
uh-huh.
I cannot date a bar hopper. That's not going to work.
Uh-huh. It would have used to.
Huh?
I'm sorry.
No, I mean, it used to. You're right. But what I'm saying is, because of the path that I'm now on, it directly conflicts with what she's doing. Now,
uh-huh.
if she is not a bar hopper and...
Okay, so based on what you're... So then what you're saying now is... Stephanie, she could have been compatible at the beginning of the relationship, and then because she's now on a different path, now they're no longer compatible. So is it that she ignored it, or has she changed paths?
Oh, no. If she changed paths and they didn't come along, oh, then at that point they are no longer compatible, and that's going to drive a wedge. And it's okay, even better. Here's an even better one. My ex-wife did not go to college. I did. Going to college gave me a broader scope on the world. It made me mature a lot faster, and a lot of the stuff that I was into at home, when I came home, I was no longer into. I wasn't the same person. it didn't make me better. It just put me on a different path, and it made us no longer compatible.
Hmm.
I, much like Stephanie did, thought that, you know, well, we could work this out. We could compromise. We could work whatever. It didn't happen.
Hmm.
Because I wasn't the same person, and the person that I had matured into was no longer compatible with the person she was or the person she wanted to be with. So when you have to think about compatibility, it's not there. And when it's not there, it's going to be a problem.
That's so interesting, Mike. I've been in agreement to most of what you are saying, but I have to say, a lot of people don't know what compatibility is. They know what it is, but they don't know when to have it, where to have it. And I'm so in agreement to what you were saying when you said it's a given. That's like the best definition I have ever heard in my life as far as compatibility. It's a given. It's like there. And again, and you also said that it was natural. That was really cool. That was a really, really good.
It is, and let me give you another example. The lady that I'm with now, I've been with her for 3 years, and people say this all the time, or people discount this all the time. Whether I see her for 3 straight days because we don't live together, or I see her once a week, whenever I see her, I honestly feel like it's the first day that I met her. That excitement, that joy, that, you know, and we can, and by no means has this 3 years been easy, but we are compatible. We have some stuff we have to work on, as in with all relationships, but at the same time, to go along with what I was saying, even though we have differences and we have stuff we have to work on, the fact that we have a way to work together, which is right in line, and we don't have to, you know, think about, well, how are we going to attack this issue? We just do it. It's a given.
Right.
I hope that
Mike,
she has mine. Yeah.
Mike, I got two other callers, but I want to ask you to stay with us with the because I want
I'm going anywhere. Me and Deidre are friends. I listen all the time. We're good. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, I want to bring you back on something else that you just said, but let me take these two callers and also welcome Mr. PJ Paul Morgan on the line with us tonight. PJ, say hi to the people.
Hey, everybody.
That is PJ. On the line, we're going to bring Ezell. Is Ezell on the line right now?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Ezell. How are you? What's your statement for tonight?
Well, we're talking about compatibility, and compatibility, I'm going to tell you, is overrated, and I'm going to tell you why. Just like the young man said, the person that you meet at 20 is not going to be the same person you meet at 30, is not going to be the same person you are at 40, is not going to be the same person you are at 50. Okay. The young lady said she met a young man's representative. He also met her representative. The older you get, you change.
Wow.
Your needs change. Your wants change. Your desires change. Okay. Some people don't want to go to college until they're 30. The young man said he went to college and all of a sudden the world opened up to him. I was in the Navy for 20 years. I'm sure I have a much broader view on the world, a Jiffit view on the world, and somebody that went to college at Hampton and Howard or, you know, UTEP or something like that. I mean, compatibility is the ability to adapt. And when I say that,
that's what I say.
You say, well, when Microsoft came out with Windows 7, my phone didn't work. Well, your phone didn't work until Microsoft said, you know what? Hey, we're not going to lose this customer. We have to make a patch so that a phone works. Same thing with a relationship. When you grow in a relationship, when you marry somebody or get with somebody when you're 25, if they're the same person when they're 35, there's something definitely wrong. There are going to be changes, and you have to get that patch. That's where the work comes in. And if you're not working on a relationship, just like anything else, if you're not trying to better it day in or day out, you're going to lose it. I don't care how compatible you thought you were 15 years ago, because you have to work at anything you do. I am the last person that likes to compromise, mm-hmm. but there has to be a certain amount of compromise in anything you do. There has to be a certain amount of settling in anything you do. Okay?
I would like
to make $1 million. But am I not going to work because I can't get $1 million job? No. So I settle for my $100,000 job and keep working towards my $1 million job. When I get in a relationship, I get in a relationship with someone that has as much going on as I do, and we work to take that to the next level. That's work. That's what compatibility is. Compatibility is the ability to adjust and grow with another human being. That's what compatibility is. It's not natural. It's
you know
work.
Why I can't agree, you know why I can't agree with your definition of compatibility? Because that's not the foundation of the definition of compatibility. You sounds like you made up your own word and made it completely superficial and surfaced. Because to me, compatibility is not that surface. Compatibility, okay, look, Ezell, let me give you a real quick example. I am prone to starting new projects. In order for me to feel like Patrice, I got to have like 3 projects going on, okay? If you are a man that can't deal with that, then you are not equipped or qualified to handle a woman like me. That doesn't mean that you are not good enough. That has nothing to do with it. It just means that you don't have the tools to deal with a woman that has to have at least 3 projects going on. But if you are a guy that looks at it and says, that is so awesome, or that's why I like her. If you can't be that guy, I mean, if you can be that guy, then, yeah, that is a touch of you being compatible to a person like that. And that's just a small example because, of course, there are many components.
That's a small example, but you said I'm superficial. So if I meet you and because I'm not doing backflips because you're this Wonder Woman that has 3 projects going on at every time that somehow discounts us from being together.
Yeah,
see that's a small part of your life. Because at some point in your life, you're not going to need those 3 projects to be fulfilled. And that's the difference. You're basing compatibility on outside factors. Who I am now, today, what I do today.
Okay.
See, and that's what you don't understand.
No, I do understand what you're saying. It's just that after these 3 projects, there will be another 3 because that is just who, a part of the character that I am. And what I'm talking about, let me make it very clear, is I'm talking about character. I'm not talking about the things you like to do. You know, it is not my hobby to be a multitasker. That's just how I was born. That is a mechanism that was put in me from the beginning of time. I'm talking about those kind of traits. I'm not talking about stuff that, I like drinking Chardonnay this month. Next year, next week is going to be, another kind of wine. It's going to be something else. I'm not talking about that kind because that is surface. I'm talking about stuff that's
multitasking itself. It's not a character. Hard work is a character. If you're saying you define your hard work by you doing 3 jobs, well, what if I define hard work by doing 6 jobs? You see what I'm saying? You're making it so, and you're giving it a number, and maybe that's the problem. If you're a hard worker, you're a hard worker. Whether your hard work is, hey, I'm going to go 110% on these 2 projects, or I'm going to go 100% on these 4 projects. Because the next guy's going 100% on 6 projects, does that mean that him and the lady that goes 100% on 2 projects are not compatible? No, both of them are hard workers. They are compatible. They have to find that means at which that compatibility meets.
Just because I have 3 projects going on does not mean I'm a hard worker. It could just mean I'm flighty, and I just like doing multiple things that I never finish. That doesn't mean I'm a hard worker.
You just have to have 3 things. I think we're working on semantics here. We may be talking apples and oranges. My bottom line is when you're compatible with somebody, compatibility does not mean that you automatically fit together. Compatibility means that you have the necessary tools to make things fit. And I don't know how you think that that's my definition, but Microsoft would tell you that the definition of compatibility is being able to put 20-inch, I mean, you know, put Windows 7 into a, you know, 32-bit system.
And if you go to your dictionary right now or go to Google, it will tell you not that of what you just said. Compatibility is natural. It's something that just is. It's something that you do not have to work at. That's a gift given for you to have the knowledge of knowing who you should be with more so than the next person.
Do I need to go look it up, or are you going to read it to me?
Well,
because I will go look it up.
You missed the beginning of the show. Yeah, I read the definition at the beginning of the show, but, you know, I'll read it to you, but I would love for you to look it up as well after you get off the phone.
It's not going to take me that long. My computer runs at an i3 core. It's pretty quick.
At the top of the hour, we just said that compatibility was the definition of it is capable of living together harmoniously, capable, not having the ability, but capable of doing this without
capable.
Having
– Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Without,
capable.
Without having to put forth an effort, okay? That's what capable means. That means you already know how. It's just there. Ability means you have the tools and the skill to do it. So you're using what you have gained to do something. That ties in with compromise. And then it also said getting along well together. Okay, you can take that however long. And then it also says you combine well. That means you mesh well. You work well together, and you are in agreement. And I also said that doesn't mean you're in agreement with every single small thing. It means that you're in agreement overall with your purpose together, the design of the two of you, you know, all of that. You're just in agreement, you know, with the overall aspect of your lives. So that was just the dictionary and the word search.
What dictionary did you use?
Well, I did a word search, and I used I looked in Webster's. I looked at a thesaurus's. I just did a word search. I did a study on the word compatibility, you know, to just determine what the true foundational definition of compatibility is. And what you are talking about is something that we create on our own, a humanistic type of putting together. And I think those two things are just different. Compatibility versus we're going to come together and work hard to stay together. That's completely different.
Didn't say you had to work hard. Didn't say you had to work hard. Doesn't have to be hard. You just have to work. Your concept of compatibility means Leos and Cancer should be together because they're compatible signs, and by some amazing force, they're just supposed to naturally be together because that's what some astrological person said.
You don't believe in the forces?
No.
That's just a question. Just a question.
No, okay. Even though my first three girlfriends in my life were all Geminis, no, I know.
and the astronomy or whatever tells you that you're supposed to be with a Gemini?
I believe back then it did, but heck, back then they said Pluto was a planet.
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know too much about the signs or whatever, but I do believe that forces do draw us together and characteristics and all of that, but that's neither here nor there. You know, whatever. But, Ezell, thank you so much. Please stay with the show. I love talking to you.
I said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm right here.
Okay, good. We are definitely – I'm sorry. Joe, I thought I heard you say something. Was that you or PJ?
I don't remember.
Okay. I could have sworn somebody said something. But let's move on.
I think
Joe
got annoyed when somebody said shut.
Somebody says what?
With Joe, was that you that made annoyed when somebody said the word settle?
Oh, yeah, that was me, yeah, because he's saying you have to settle for some things, and
yeah.
I just don't that I don't agree with it, but I don't necessarily disagree enough to debate it.
Okay.
That's all.
I just think it's important that we stay with the foundational fact truth of what compatibility is. You know, the meaning of it. That's why I said at the top of the hour, y'all, let's get out the way what compatibility is so that we won't have the conversation that I just had with Ezell, with him coming up, making up his own definition. You hear me, Ezell? I'm talking about you. You know, coming up, making up their own definition. You know, it's best that we have a foundation of what it is. And again, if you need to look it up real quick, go ahead and do that. But you cannot make up definitions to a freaking word. PJ, what do you think so far about what we're talking about from what you've grasped?
Well, according to the definition, they sound right. I have some life experiences that may go against what some of the conversations have been. For example, me and my wife are very compatible, but in a lot of ways, we are opposites. So sometimes it seems as though our oppositions put us against each other, but over time, our oppositions make us better people. So I just want to make sure I explain it right.
Yeah, that's cool, because we actually did cover that earlier, that compatibility does not mean that you are just alike. That's not what compatibility is either. So you can actually be so opposite that she compliments you, you know. Compatibility does not mean that you are just alike. So, yeah, we did talk.
Yeah, I think that sometimes it takes time for certain things to complement us. I think because of this society, we live relationships by how we feel and what's comfortable for us at the moment. If something is not comfortable for us or we don't agree with something, then I think a lot of people use the excuse that, well, we're not really compatible. And I think certain situations or certain people that you meet or certain situations that you go through, you know, they change you. I was hearing the guy talking about, you know, how he went to college, how his world opened up and things like that. And I understood what he was saying, but I think that when you share your life with somebody, not just a relationship, your experience become their experiences if you're sharing your life. For example, I've been to many, many, many places, and a lot of times it's not until years later that my wife goes. But because we share our life, that when she gets there, she kind of has a point of reference. So, you know, the guy, I understood what he was saying, but I didn't disagree with him. I didn't totally agree with him. And then at the same time, compatibility is funny because people grow at different rates.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting too.
Yeah, because the person you are at 30 is not the person that you are at 40 is not the person you are at 50. But I think if you share your life as you change, the other person can make the adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think compatibility is really compatibility without adjustment, because my wife is super busy now, whereas when we first got married, she wasn't. So I cannot mm-hmm. now say, but we're not compatible because, you know, I don't ever see you because you're always gone and I'm always gone. And so that means that we're not compatible. You know what I mean? I think that what I have to do is I have to adjust, and, you know, she has to adjust so that we work. I think that willingness has something to do with compatibility. I don't think that it's 100%. I don't think that's 100% natural. And I think the guy used a good example. When you upgrade, you know, if your system changes, then your phone has to, they have to make software for your phone to adapt to the change. You know, your phone does update. And I think that human beings ought to do the same thing. Sometimes you have to update your thinking. Sometimes you have to update your state of mind. Sometimes you have to update your tolerance. Sometimes you have to update your level of patience so that you can be compatible with the person or the entity or whatever it is that you're with.
The one thing, the very one thing that Ezell did say that I thought intriguing was when he said that, you know, of course we grow and we enter into different stages and we do change. That was very, very, that was a good point. And Mike, if you're still listening, I want you to try to come up with a comeback for that. People do really change. And when Ezell said that, that caused me to kind of be like, you know what, he's right, because when we do change, are we still compatible? What do you think, Joey, like with, you know, if my husband, me and my husband been married for 5 years, and like PJ said, you know, you began to either get more knowledge of something or, I don't know, you just go to a whole nother level in your life. You're still the same person. You go to a whole nother level in your life, and it actually tampers with your character. Let's say PJ's wife gets so busy, she's doing plays throughout the country, and she starts to get a big head. She starts to get a little conceited on the brother. You know, tampering with her character, which is deep-rooted, do you think it's possible that he would rise up one day and say, you know what, this is not who I married. She's a conceited woman now, arrogant, and I can't live with this. Like, do you think that's possible?
Well, I think my thing is, one, I'm not fully convinced about this thing, compatibility, so that's why I haven't really talked too much about it, because I don't really buy into compatibility too much. I'm more so on a whole different level, but just speaking on from what I've been hearing tonight, it seems that one, Therese, like I think one of the things that in speaking to the definitions and everything that people have given, that if you change, there is a possibility that you're no longer compatible. If things change, if your thinking change, if your character changes, if you're because a lot of people put preferences in, and I think that's why it's important to speak to what the definition of compatibility is, because I think preferences are a lot different than actually. Is different from compatibility. Being able to work or being able to compromise are principles. To me, are principles in relationship and not really compatibility. I think those are just principles, important principles in working relationships or relationships that take work, where you have to be able to compromise, or the step above compromise is negotiating. And so for me, I think just in speaking to those definitions given, that, yeah, it is quite possible for you to change your mind on whether or not you're compatible with someone if it's just based on something as fluid as you gaining more knowledge or you changing preferences, or you no longer being participating in a certain lifestyle. I do think those things, then if that's the definition of compatibility, or if that's what it is, then yes, it's quite possible for you to no longer be compatible with that person. But in looking at it from the perspective that these are things that are a little more stable or not easily changed, or things that are innate or natural, your compatibility will always remain, but what you prefer or what you fell in love with has changed, and hence you no longer want to be with that person. And so I think it really stands to really define what compatibility really means. I think that's what the most difficult part is, and that's also just another reason why I don't really buy into it, because, like you said, Therese, nobody really knows what it means. And really, it doesn't have a lot of I don't know if it holds a lot of validity in relationships, because how do you measure compatibility? in a relationship. You can measure it in computers. You can measure it in science and chemicals and substances. But how do you measure it between two people? And I think that's why I don't really buy into it.
I'm going to pull Mike in really quick, but I do want to say, and which is at the bottom of the hour, I wanted to save it, compatibility is not going to be the deal maker for your marriage. That is not going to be the mechanism that will save the whole entire marriage. That is just a component that will actually put you guys ahead of the game. It will give you something special in your marriage. It helped tremendously. But this does not say that you're going to have a successful, great marriage because, you know, like we just got finished talking, people grow into different stages. In some aspects, they leave their mates mentally or, you know, their intelligence kind of goes somewhere else. So compatibility cannot be the only thing that is, pulling the marriage, but it is a great thing, a great tool to have. It actually makes the marriage more doable. But I wanted to kind of say that for later, but I had to say that right quick before I forgot. Mike, what do you want to add to that?
Okay, what I want to say is, Evel hit it right on the head. The person I was at 20. Is not mm-hmm. the person I am at 40, and wasn't even the mm-hmm. person I was at 25. Now, mm-hmm. when I mentioned that, I mentioned it because of growth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you grow and the person that you're with does not, it doesn't matter at what rate, because I think it was PJ that said it. And I have to say PJ because I called him TJ 2 weeks ago, so I do apologize for that.
I know who I am.
But he hit it on the head. We don't all grow at the same time, but the fact is we all grow. Now, where mm-hmm. compatibility comes into that issue is if I'm growing and it's at an accelerated rate than what my mate is, that's fine, as long as I can see growth. And I'm going to tie what PJ said in to what Evel said. If I see that she's growing and what she's growing into is the person that I aspire I aspire to be with, then that's fine. You can't make somebody grow faster than what they're supposed to. It's not possible. But if I'll use this as an example, and I'm sorry if this comes across as surface or not, but something as simple as household chores. When I was 20, if I did the dishes every day, that was something special because I didn't have to. But as I got older, because I was no longer in college and I had a house and I was responsible for everything, I had to do daily upkeep. Now, if I'm with a woman that doesn't think that daily upkeep of a home is important, then we're going to have a problem. That the issue itself is not what's compatible. The way we deal with the issue is when compatibility comes into play. Because, again, if I can't talk to her about it, if it mm-hmm. leads into a fight, and I'm like, well, you know, excuse me, I'm just going to use you for an example, Patrice, we got to do a better job of keeping the house up. And if your response is, well, you ain't nothing anyway, we got a compatibility issue. If your response is, well, you know, when I grew up, I had a maid, it wasn't easy for me to do this, let's work on this. Now, we found that patch. We found that patch because I told you I had a problem, you recognized the problem, you accepted the problem, and you said, well, let's find a solution. If mm-hmm. you're not compatible, and that same example, what's going to happen is you're just not going to be open to work, you're not going to be open to change, you're not going to be open to adapt, and that's going to mm-hmm. cause other problems.
Right.
And that's where the compatibility issue comes in. That's what being compatible is about. Realizing that, no, me and this woman are not that alike. How do we deal with it? We deal with it by working. Okay, I had somebody even break it down even this, even more simple than this. If you and I are compatible, things that you do, things that happen with you, even on a chemical level, and I'm going to bring it to this in a minute, don't matter. It doesn't even register. And what he said was, if you are compatible with a woman, she can eat a whole onion. And we all know the characteristics of onions and what it does to your breath. It will not bother you. If you are not compatible with her, she could have a fry with salt on it. And you would be like, I cannot stand her breath. And that's where your compatibility, even on a level that we don't even understand how it works, is important. Because there's certain things that, you know, that we fully don't understand. For example, you can have a mate that nobody around you in your circle, amongst your closest friends, family, whatever, understand why on God's green earth are you with this man. But yet your relationship is more stable, more loving, more healthy than any other relationship that you've been in. And when you try and put an understanding to it, you really fail at words because you're compatible. It's something that's innate to your nature that you will be drawn to the person. And I'm not saying that it's the end all to be all. It damn sure ain't. But at the same time, it happens on a level that people, like you touched on it, like, do you know it? To an extent, we do. To a degree, we do. But there are other forces at work that even beyond your basic senses that are going to draw you to a person. And I hope I don't sound crazy or what have you, but that's something that I understand because, again, I was married for 4 years and I was with that woman for 12 years. I didn't feel the same way I feel now with the woman that I'm with. There are so many different things that we have struck a balance or a match with that it is something that, like I said, I can't fully explain it. But I do know that the level of conversation, the way we speak, the way we handle conflict resolution, the way we grow and adapt to different things, there's definitely a strong compatibility.
Well, just like you said, you don't know how to quite explain it. I honestly believe that people don't know the whole the addition of compatibility to the relationship. People, they, like you said, they feel it, but they don't know what it is. I don't believe they know what it is, and I don't believe that people will be educated on it till they really start looking into it. Who is that? Who is that talking?
Yeah, oh, sorry, that was Junior. That was Junior, Deidre. He was being a smart butt.
What? Hello?
That's just weird.
I know. What happened? Okay. Oh, okay. Let's go on to the next point. How do I go about finding compatibility in someone? Or should I be looking at all? You know? How do I go about, you know, using my everyday life to find someone that I am compatible with? Or, as most relationships, they don't even think about compatibility. It's just a knowing or a feeling or people just fall in love and be like, hey, let's make it work. But what exactly, how would you go about finding a compatible mate? Deidre, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
How would you go about finding, how would you, I mean, personally, I mean, you know, just off the top of your head, let's say you met a guy.
Yeah, Deidre, just keep it off the top of your head.
Go ahead, Patrice.
You know,
you met a guy.
What are the steps that you would take to see to find out if you were compatible with him?
It's just a basic conversation, you know, finding out what his likes and dislikes are, and letting him know what my likes and dislikes are, and if they don't fit, they just don't fit. We're not compatible.
And what if he had on a mask?
What do you mean if he had on a mask?
Like Stephanie's.
What, he just, go ahead, he what?
She said that they were in agreement with a lot of things. They would finish each other's sentences. It was just like, but she said he had on a mask during that time, and it was like,
okay,
10
well,
years.
Wait now. Are they saying the, I mean, it may depend, and I'm not saying that this is the case for Stephanie or what have you, but it could have been that this dude was looking and smelling and she got caught up in all that, or she was in a place where she wanted to be with somebody, and so, yeah, everything was just great and fine. But, I mean, if you're talking to someone and you're talking to them on a consistent basis, if you say you like movies and I'm like, hey, let's go to the movies, and you're always putting me off, dude, we can cut this off right now. And we're talking about religion or politics or what have you, and you're just, one, you're not saying anything, or you're totally disagreeing with what, yeah, we can go on.
So you think Stephanie knew before the 10 years that they weren't compatible but just wasn't recognizing it? Okay.
I'm not going to say she didn't recognize it. It was probably she had some. Stephanie, if you're still listening, I'm sorry. Maybe you had some ulterior motives. You wanted something, and you chose not to see what was right in front of your face. Because men tend to tell you exactly what it is that they want. They're pretty obvious, so.
What if she wanted to get married? What if her focus was on getting married instead of.
So she had ulterior motives. So it didn't really matter if they were compatible. The end result she was looking for was to be married. So. She didn't see it. She didn't want to see it. She didn't want to take it into an account. It was, I want to be married, and that's compatible. That's all I need to be compatible. You want to be married. I want to be married. Hot dog, we compatible.
So she could have been focused on something else rather than, you know, with, you
know,
the compatibility.
Well, let's bring Stephanie in so that we're not making up a storyline for her. Stephanie, what's going on?
Stephanie,
okay, I'm
here. What was the deal, Stephanie? Were you focused on something else and not him as a coming together as one thing?
There was no ulterior. I see what she's saying as far as an ulterior motive, but that wasn't the case. It was, you know, getting to know somebody. Oh, okay, I like this person. He's liking me. We're feeling each other. We're, quote-unquote, meshing. And at the end of the day, he came to me with marriage. That wasn't even my focus in the beginning. But the whole mask thing of, you know, everything seemed right. Because I'm going to pat myself on the back now. I am a good woman. But, you know, he was looking at, down the road, what it would be like to be with me, not realizing that he wasn't ready to handle what Stephanie would be like in as a wife perspective. He was cool with the girlfriend. He was cool with, you know, being a trophy. You know, hey, yeah, she's cool to go out with,
But at the end of the day, being a wife, he couldn't deal with that. So ulterior motives, I didn't have
that. Wait. Now, but you just said that he, the one who came to you with the ring and marriage, but you just said he wasn't ready for that.
No.
What happened?
He didn't come to me with the ring. No. No, the ring wasn't involved. But we had talked about marriage. He asked me how marriage would be.
Okay.
At the end of the day.
So, let me ask you. So, had he come with the ring, would y'all be married now?
No.
Okay.
Because I grew, just like the other guy was saying, I grew into somebody different. I matured. I wasn't the same old 22, 23, 24-year-old that he fell in love with. I matured. So being compatible, I guess it goes back to that being compatible thing. We weren't compatible in the beginning. So whether I mature into my 30s, 40s, and 50s, if we were compatible in the beginning in our teens and our 20s, then we're going to be compatible when we're 40 and 50. Whether we both mature or not, we both going to be compatible.
So you said that y'all were not compatible in the beginning?
No. Oh, you must not have been on the line when I was talking earlier. But no, I was compromising. I wasn't compatible. We weren't compatible. I was compromising.
Okay,
and
that's what I'm saying. So I was on the call earlier, and that's what I'm saying. So when you met him initially, you know, whether it be ulterior motives, whether it be settled, you knew initially, but you chose to do something different.
I remember her saying that she was comfortable, and she confused being comfortable with him with being compatible with him, because they were so comfortable with each other. And she said that she thought that they were compatible because she got comfortable, and it was extremely comfortable. And she took that as them being compatible. I remember that.
But are you comfortable 10 years in, or are you comfortable seeing him because, oh, he's cool, what have you? Okay, because now I'm confused. Were you comfortable
together anymore.
Right, I understand you're not together anymore, but I'm saying you were with him for 10-plus years, so I can understand how you became comfortable with him, because this is the dude you've been with for all of these years. But what I'm saying is when you first met him, you had to know you were not compatible, but because of whatever the reason was, whether it be settled, whether it be, you know, at the moment in the time of your life, this is what you wanted, and you decided to move forward, but you wasn't compatible in the beginning. The signs were there. They didn't just pop up 10 years later.
She said
mask. I acknowledge that. Right. I know they didn't acknowledge 10 years later. However, I met his representative. I met the mask. And when the mask came off, whether it had been years later on down the road, I realized we weren't compatible in the beginning, because those things that irritated me in the beginning, I quote-unquote settled for. And I was, okay, well, maybe this and maybe that, and compromising. If we're going to be compatible, we're going to be compatible. We can't compromise with being compatible. You can't compromise being compatible. You got to be compatible.
Wow. So, Stephanie, when you found out that you weren't compatible with him, the next boyfriend that you have, you know, what would you suggest that women do to get past the mask, or not even knowing if he's wearing one? My God, oh God, relationships are so. But what would be your advice to women about the difference, or the difference between him being compatible versus being comfortable, and what you would do in the next relationship? What should, you know, we do in the next relationship?
I know the main thing is communication, and some people say, oh, that's, you know, that could be overrated, but communicating is top of the line. You've got to communicate on every level. And if I know that, like I was saying earlier, if I know that I'm a messy person and he's a neat freak, I have to consider that. So if we're talking and you tell me that you like your reds with your reds and your blues with your blues, and I'm one that, hey, I'm just going to throw my stuff all over the place, we have to figure out, you know, are we really compatible? You know, is this mm-hmm. really what I want? Is that going to get on my nerves? If it were to mm-hmm. escalate to marriage, would that get on my nerves later on? I can't come to you and say later on while we're married, I don't like you being messy. Well, I knew that in the beginning. So mm-hmm. communication is really, really key. And I don't think you can ask too many questions.
Okay.
I don't think you can't ask too many questions.
Okay. Thank you for calling back. Really appreciate it. We're coming down to the bottom of the hour, and I do want to touch on how do you find this in everyday life like I asked Deidre. And I honestly think that you cannot know who is compatible with you unless you know who you are yourself, unless you know what your character is and what your character will stand or can't take or whatever. The deep part of you, not the surface part of you, but the deep part of you. The fact that, you know, with the example I used earlier about being prone to starting new projects, it's very important to me that the guy I end up with is okay with that or knows how to handle that. And it's very true that he could think it's cute in the beginning and then 10 years later it's pissing him off. So that's very, very real, you know. So at the same time, I think that overall knowing who you are and yourself, concentrating on you, will put you in a better position to be able to choose the person for you. There's nothing you can do about him switching gears. You know, there's no control over that, not at all. But at the same time, you can at least try your best in the beginning to choose right where you are, you know, where you are. Anybody else want to add to, you know, a good way of finding who is
yes.
compatible with you? Go ahead.
Yeah. I keep saying this. Marriage is for men and women, not boys and girls. And what I hear everybody saying was, you know, well, I was a boy then. I'm a man now, so what I need changes. Or I was a girl then, and I'm a woman now. I think that not that compatibility is not for boys and girls, but compatibility in long-term relationships, I think is adults. And Patrice, I totally agree with you. You have to know who you are. And if you don't know who you are, you don't know what you want. You know what you think you want. And you have an idea. But you don't really know until you get to know yourself and until you mature. And I don't think that marriage, since we're talking about that, is something for immature people. I think that you have to know what you want. My compatibility is this. If you love me when I take off my mask, then I'm good. And that's just me mm-hmm. being bone honest. If you love the ugly face under this mask, then me and you are good because, you know, I have enough time to put on whatever mask I want. But, you know, after all the walls come down and when the mask comes off and you still love me, mm-hmm. then, hey, we can work because if you love me for who I am, then I think if you love me for who I am, then I think I can work through everything else. Mm-hmm.
I think that was the best point of the night. I mean, that's like rated very high, the fact that it does take a grown man and a grown woman, because all that crap about, I mean, although we change into different stages as we grow older, it shouldn't be so drastic that you just can't be together. I mean, that could be a rare case, but it cannot be the main case. It can't be all cases, you know, too many cases where that happens, you know. But that was an excellent point, you know, the fact that you yourself need to be in a mature place, and knowing who you are is a great start of maturing before you get married, before you drag somebody else in your goofy life. I think that you should honestly be on the top of your game the best that you can about at least you. You a jerk, and or at certain times or with certain situations, and that person is okay with that, I think that that's a great start. It's a great start. There's nothing you can do. You can't change yourself completely and then get married to the person that you think you should be. But you can at least take off the mask, let them know your points, your weak points, my strengths. This is me. This is who I am. And if they can honestly fit into that and be like, you know what, I can do this, and I actually, you know, won't despise you, then I think that's a great, great start. Great start. Joey, if you're in the marriage already and you are finding that their character, or, you know, I know how you feel about compatibility, but if you in the marriage and you find out that there is no compatibility whatsoever amongst the other problems y'all are having, what would you advise people do with that? Like, you can't even deal with me as who I am, as Patrice. You can't deal with that. You married me anyway because, you know, I got a nice, you know, body. You know what I'm saying? But when you got into the marriage, you found out that, you know, hey, you know, she gets on my freaking nerves, and, you know, she pees me off with all this crap she's doing. You know, how would you advise people to deal with that when they're already in the marriage?
I think, one, get some relationship and intimacy counseling, but mm-hmm. also maybe be a little radical and work on actually falling in love with the person that you're married to. Mm-hmm. And what that's going to do is really just stepping outside the box, going out on dates, talking to each other, negotiating, and really just working to understand that you have made vows, and that your vows are more than just a notion of compatibility.
Okay. Good. What about you, Deidre? What do you think people should do with if they are already in the marriage?
If they're already in the marriage, I mean, work on it. And then if you don't feel like you, I mean, if you're, one, work on it. And then if you don't want to work on it,
do you think it can be fixed, Deidre? Somebody, you know, discovering that you're not compatible and you married them for whatever reason and you're not even freaking compatible, do you think that it's a possibility to fix it? Although you guys do not mesh and you will not mesh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you think they at least have to be mutual desires and not just one-sided? That it be fixed?
I mean, you both have to want to make it work. If y'all are both not going to make it work, then of course it's not going to. And then one person may be staying just because they're comfortable.
Okay.
So if you're gonna put in the work to make it work and compromise and do all of that, I mean, then yeah, make it happen. If not, get out and stop complaining.
Okay. All right. We're down at the bottom of the hour of the show. Our tonight's topic was the major breakdown on what compatibility is and its importance. If you want to listen to the show again, it will be archived on tomorrow. Our next week's show is, what is it, single women in their 40s and women in their 30s. And is that the topic for next week?
Yes.
Okay, single women in their 30s and 40s. Okay, so that will be next week's show again. If you would like to listen to this show again, it will be archived tomorrow. Please, I want to give a shout-out to Ezell, that Bama Ezell. Yeah, you thought you gave me a run for my money, but I know what I'm talking about. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Yeah, call next week. We'll see what you got then, Ezell. And I want to thank Mike. Mike, I really appreciate your knowledge. I don't know who you are, where you get your knowledge from, but it sounds like wisdom and not just stuff that you picked up along the way. Wisdom is completely different, and it stands out. So thank you for calling in, fellas. Ezell, hey, call me next week, Ezell. Yeah, I got something for you next week, too. All right, we're going to sign out, guys. Thank you for joining us tonight on Amongst Friends. We'll be here next Wednesday at 8 p.m. sharp discussing women in their 30s, single women in their 30s and 40s. What's the deal with that? We're going to sign out.
Are the 30s the new 20s and the 40s the new 30s?
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. So I guess we're going to sign out and call it a night. Thank you. Is PJ still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Hey, PJ. PJ, that was a good...